From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. At Abu Ghraib prison outside Baghdad today, the American general in charge of detention facilities in Iraq issued an apology to the people of Iraq. Major General Jeffrey Miller apologized for, in his words, illegal or unauthorized acts involving abuse of detainees by U.S. soldiers last year. He promised extensive reforms, and he said soldiers who broke the law will be brought to justice. Outside the prison, Iraqis continued to express anger at the abuse and called for more sweeping changes. More on that in a moment. First, NPR's Eric Westervelt went inside the prison today, and he filed this report.
Major General Jeffrey Miller today walked some reporters through cell block 1A, where most of the photos of smiling American guards abusing Iraqi prisoners were taken. Today, block 1A is home to the only 5 female inmates at Abu Ghraib. Colonel Dave Quantock says all military detainees here are behind bars for aiding or participating in the insurgency.
They're security detainees, even the women. What is not a small decision when you hold a woman, I can tell you that.
Tiny, narrow prison cells frame Block 1A's drab cement hallway. Each cell has a small, taped-over window, a metal bunk bed, and a hole in the ground for a toilet. Today, the women shook the metal bars of their cell doors and shouted out to reporters. I don't know where my children are. I don't belong to the resistance, one woman screamed. My family can't visit me. But few of the detainees are held in these cell blocks where the abuse occurred. 3,200 of the 3,900 military prisoners at Abu Ghraib live in an outdoor tent city in the prison's sprawling courtyard. Camp Gansey, named after a New York City fire chief killed in the 9/11 attacks, is a series of large tents and muddy walkways encircled by head-high rows of razor wire and soldiers and guard towers along the high cement walls.
Our guards have got a very good relationship with the population in Camp Gansey.
As General Miller walked reporters around the camp, hundreds of detainees rushed up to the barbed wire fence line. We demand our dignity and our rights, the man shouted in English. Military authorities didn't allow journalists to speak with any prisoners. The open-air camp is extremely vulnerable to the frequent guerrilla mortar attacks. Just 2 weeks ago, insurgents fired several dozen 122-millimeter mortar rounds, striking several direct hits on Camp Gansey. 22 inmates were killed and 91 were injured, many seriously. Several Iraqis lost arms and legs. Is this the freedom you promised, Mr. Bush? A detainee yelled as he held his prosthetic leg in his hand like a club and shook it at the sky. Later inside the Army mess hall, away from the tent city, Major General Miller stood up and said the words many Iraqis say they've been waiting to hear.
Yes, I would like to personally apologize to the people of Iraq for the actions of the small number of leaders and soldiers who violated our policy and may have committed criminal acts. We are investigating those acts as rapidly as possible and will bring those responsible to the bar of justice.
General Miller says in the wake of the abuse scandal, the U.S. military has re-examined the list of 53 approved interrogation techniques. He says the military has now restricted use of some of them at detention facilities in Iraq.
For example, we will no longer in any circumstances hood any of the detainees. We will use no stress positions in any of our interrogations. And we will not use sleep deprivation in any of our interrogations.
Any exceptions, General Miller said, would require his approval. Miller also invited the Red Cross, as well as representatives of the Iraqi Interior and Human Rights Ministries, to open offices at the prison, and he vowed to add family visits by the month's end. But outside the prison today, some 2,000 Iraqis called for much wider reforms. Iraqis demanded harsh punishment for those responsible for any prisoner abuse, and one protest leader said, whatever the Americans do, this kind of insult requires revenge. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Abu Ghraib.
And you can read the military's report on Iraqi prisoner abuse at npr.org.